Beste mensen, u krijgt vanavond dan een uitvoering te zien. De eerste volledige uitvoering van de rockopera Tommy. Ik vraag uw aandacht en die zijn ze. British Topgroup number 1, The Who!
Peace out. silly Keith. We'd like to carry on now with a song recorded by the Rolling Stones and a number of other people. It's a song called Fortune Teller.
I expect I'll interrupt you if I never get you.
is tattooed too. People have asked us why we chose to play in Amsterdam for the first major opera house performance of Tommy, and the reason is quite simply because we like it. And not being at all facetious, I really think it's an incredible town, and I think it's probably more a good average of what Europe is like than London, and we play our first world premiere opera performance of Tommy at the Colosseum sometime in 1970. You are the first. We've actually obviously played the thing before the public, and we're going to play the full thing incomplete for the first time later on, and for now we're going to play you a blues song and a lot of other stuff to keep you entertained until it comes. And this is a song written by Mose Allison, a song called Young Man Blues.
Well, a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. Said the young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. But you know, in the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people, they stepped back when a young man walked by. You know, nowadays, it's the old man who's got all the money. And a young man ain't got nothing in the world.
Started the whole opera trip for us off, which was the original mini opera from our second album, Happy Jack, Quick One While He's Away. This is the story which takes five, six different themes of music, all telling the same story. Nothing clever by today's standards, but still we dig it. Story about a girl guide who was seduced by an engine driver.
Oh! Money more, here, la fin!
There's a bit of wilt in there.
This seduction takes place while the girl guides, I don't know what you call them, we call them girl guides. Yeah, it's like scouts, only girls. And they wear blue uniforms with blue knickers. And blue stockings.
Oh, stop.
And other blue things. And this seduction takes place while the girl guide's boyfriend is away working in Amsterdam. And when he gets back and discovers the two wallowing on the floor, the engine driver, all covered in soot.
Carrying
the watch he got for his retirement. You always get a watch. He walks in and he sees the two of them there, and he forgives them.
I'd have wrung his bloody neck!
As you can see, it's a reflection of modern thinking. Anyway, this just goes to show he didn't really care in the first place. Anyway, this is the story of the girl guide and so on. It starts off with us singing Fuhanami.
Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. A well-known sound. Your street is very well known throughout your town. Your town's very famous for the little girl whose crying can be heard all around the world. Thank you.
to stop your crying. My name's Ivor the Engine Driver, and I'm going to make you feel all right.
My name is Ivor, I'm an engine driver.
some numbers.
Which, when we started as a teeny bopper group, were very popular with old-fashioned skinheads and people like that. Written by Pete, substitute, Happy Jack, I'm a Boy.
Thank you.
Story of the Deaf, Dumb, and Blind Boy. Hope you enjoy it. It's a long haul.
sun you can see. He's testing a silver spot glittering down, and his cold beer flows nearly down to the ground. Nothing to say, nothing to hear, nothing to see. Sensation makes a note in my
Oh, Can't hear no buzzing bells. Won't see no lights. Simpson announces Sally couldn't go to the meeting. Went on cleaning his blue Rolls Royce and she ran inside of weeping. She got to a romantic picture of the new Messiah. She picked up a book of her father's life and threw it on the fire. Decided to ignore her dad and sneak out anyway. She spent all afternoon getting ready. Decided she'd try to touch him. Maybe he'd see that she was free and talk to her this Sunday. Sally just sat there crying. She bit her nails, looking pretty as a picture right in the very front row. Then a DJ wearing a blazer with a badge went on and said, "Here we go." Just had to let him know she loved him and left him on the rostrum. She ran across stage to the sparkling figure and brushed him on the face. Tommy whirled round as he took it for a minute and threw her off the stage. She knew from the start he'd got in her heart. She and Tommy were worlds apart. But a person never mind your heart is to be what you be. Chair and blood took him down, mingling with her teeth. Tommy carried on preaching and his voice filled Sally's ears. She caught his eye, she had to try but couldn't see through the lights. She clung to him then and the ambulance men had to carry her out that night. The crowd went crazy as Tommy left the stage. Sally was gone for the price of the touch and the cash in the box of praise. 6 days cause he's put her right in the dance set. Don't say I'm in Florida. Sally got married to a rock musician. She met in California. Tommy always talks about the day his cyphers all went wild. Sally still got the scar on her cheek to remind her of his smile. She and Tommy were worlds apart. But a mercy, never mind your heart is to be what you be.
the road commuting to Miss Olympic. The cat with the difference, never mind the weather. When you come to Thomas, the art is we'll be right back.
Wickerley.
Sometimes I wonder how I'm gonna do. There ain't no cure for the summertime.
I'm gonna go.
Thank you very kindly.
And we'd like to play for you as our going away present a song from the past that we still really mean. It's a song called My Generation.
People try to put us down, yeah, just because get around, yeah, take a look off, cold, yeah, who might die before I get old. Thank you.
unbelievable.